Hello, everyone. You are listening to Soul Food A La Carte, episode 22. I've got to tell you, I'm very excited about the latest project I've been working on. It's too soon to announce it, but in the next few weeks, we'll be announcing it. It has to do with the return of the Food for Your Soul broadcast, and so I pray it'll be something that will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. On the blog today, part one, Ecclesiastes, part one. Highly recommended this sermon, Enjoy Your Ice Cream Cone, sermon on Ecclesiastes 1. And two, no matter how wisely you live, you can't control outcomes. The world calls it bad luck. Christians call it hard providence. Whatever you call it, this sermon will help you learn how to enjoy whatever moment of God's perfect plan you're currently in. Excerpt, to find answers to all our questions about why things happen would be absolute futility, and it would rob us of the very thing we're seeking. Happiness and a good life. Think about that for a second. If you could know the future, it would absolutely ruin your life. You would never be able to enjoy the present. So praise God for hiding it from us. Part two, Ecclesiastes. Enjoyability. Sermon on Ecclesiastes 1:4 through 2:26. Why is it that sometimes you are capable of enjoying God's gifts and other times you just can't seem to get any enjoyment out of those very same gifts? And if we are to find our joy in the Lord, what role do the pleasures of this world play? This message will give you perspective on how God wants you to view the delights of this world and how to increase your enjoyment of life in ways that draw you near to God instead of replacing God with earthly pleasures. And it'll answer questions about why should we do recreation, watching TV, going on vacation, where does all that fit in the Christian life? Excerpt 1, make it your goal this week to never enjoy anything in a way that does not increase your love for God. Excerpt number 2. One of the most life-changing realizations I have had in a long time was when I realized that the ability to enjoy anything is a special gift from God. Most of my life, all I ever did was thank God for the thing that I was enjoying rather than the ability to enjoy it. And excerpt 3. When you do something you normally love, but this time you can't seem to enjoy it, please understand that's the norm. That is not a mental illness. It's not a disorder. It's just normal life in a cursed, fallen world. It's the natural state of affairs. If you do something for fun, and it isn't fun, you can't seem to enjoy it, that's like going to McDonald's and you order a burger and that's all you get is a burger. There's no $100 bill tucked inside your bag. Is that a big shock? No, it's the norm. If you find a $100 bill in there, that means someone gave you a special gift that was not part of the deal when you ordered the burger. The pleasures of this world are like the hamburger. The ability to enjoy them is like the $100 bill. And Ecclesiastes Part 3, highly recommended. Liking life for the love of God. Ecclesiastes 2:24-26. Is there any biblical reason why we should ever watch a movie or a ball game, or go on vacation, or play a game, or have some dessert, or take $2,000 that could feed a third world family for a year and spend it on a kitchen remodel? Is it ever okay to do any of that? And if so, when? This message presents a biblical theology of how to properly enjoy God's earthly gifts without falling into the dreadful error of saying Christians should find a healthy balance between glorifying God on the one hand and enjoying earthly pleasures on the other. Excerpt. It is possible to use earthly pleasures to enjoy God, and it is possible to use God to enjoy earthly pleasure. And the difference has everything to do with love. The key to enjoying God's gifts in a way that increases your love for God is found in relational enjoyment as opposed to selfish enjoyment. And relational enjoyment is another way of describing gratitude. And then part four of the blog today, Knowing the Unseen God, recommended. Sermon on 1 John 4:11-15. We all know God loves us, but do you know the purpose of that love? What God wants His love to accomplish? His love for you. What does He want it to accomplish? This message warns of some wrong answers to that question and then reveals the answer John gives, which will help you in your efforts to love people. And the message also has a refutation of agnosticism. So if you want to know how to refute that, you might want to tune in. Excerpt, you are a steward of God's love for you. If some generous friend came up to you and said, I know you're struggling financially, but I want you and your wife to be able to get away. So here's $5,000. Take it and go make your wife really happy this weekend. And if you take that money and buy yourself a Rolex, that money is not fulfilling its intended purpose. And it's the same situation with God's love. God gives you his love and says, here, take this and go make my people really happy. So if we don't love the people of God, God's love for us is not accomplishing its purpose.